Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This episode is brought to you by Off-Trail Shortcuts. Do you need a solution to long, tiring days on the trail? Maybe your companions are slowing down and camp is still miles away. It sounds like the perfect time to use the latest and greatest app that will simply get you there. Off-Trail Shortcuts. Wherever you are, it will draw a dotted line directly to camp, covering the shortest possible distance. Throwing terrifying terrain, dangerous rivers, and common sense out the window, just follow the dotted line to cover the least amount of ground to your ultimate destination. What could possibly go wrong?
Hey, B&B, this is Derek, and with me today is the only man who still uses his own spit as hair gel. Oh, wait, he can't do that anymore without hair. Carl Mandrioli! There it is.
Never gets old. Woo! Yes, thank you for joining the show. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's the guy that asks people with nose rings if boogers come through the holes.
What?
I know. Wow. It's an awkward conversation. Wow. I hate being around him when he asks that question. So
I thought you're the guy who would ask, can I give it a tug? You know? How hard can I pull? You know?
Not so much.
Nose into it.
Put your nose into it.
There you go.
Nice. All right. So we've got an episode today.
Blunders.
Genius ideas or foolish blunders. You be the judge. We'll weigh in with our own opinions. Everybody has their own experiences out there. I bet we're going to hit some nerves here with some of our experiences. There's one in particular that I know is going to be controversial. At least I'll have a controversial take on this. Mm-hmm. So I'm really curious what everybody thinks about it.
Okay.
We got Rocky coming up after that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And then you said something really interesting and weird, not surprising, on Instagram, Backpacking and Blisters podcast Instagram, that I'm gonna take issue with. We'll talk about that in the tidbit section.
Here we go.
Okay.
Pressure's on.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
The comment I wrote, probably, right? Is that what you're talking about?
You put more than one comment down.
The more recent.
What do you think it is? Just tell me what you think it's about. What's the topic?
Was it did it have something to do with the pinecone mushroom picture you put up there?
Oh yeah. No, I posted one that you couldn't tell what it was. It was like, okay, snake, pinecone, mushroom.
That wasn't it?
That was not the one.
Oh.
But that was a fun picture.
Oh, okay, so,
yeah.
Okay.
I got one that, weirder and, borderline awkward. So.
Oh, this we'll is when that. You were trying to break wood or something, maybe then.
I was filming. I wasn't the guy doing that. That was pretty funny, though. I got a lot of negative comments on that one. Like, you could get hurt that way. I was like, I'm not getting
hurt. You're destroying nature.
That was the newbie trip that I was talking about last episode. And we're going to have a full breakdown of some of the crazy things that went on that trip. I think that's the next episode. We're going to have that dialed in. So anyway, let's get to this episode. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death.
Ooh.
This verse has so many applications.
Ominous.
I don't think this is referring to the off-trail shortcuts here. What do you think?
I would say no. I would say no. It's a little bit deeper. What do you, and you know, more life-altering.
Yeah? Do you explain?
I think so.
Okay. It's altering your life right now?
It's a, it can if you go the wrong way. I think it's just referring to, you know, if we choose to always do things our own way, it's going to not turn out well, essentially. So,
right.
You know, where are you putting your trust and your hope and your faith and all that? So,
okay.
Not
and
in Carl.
And all that
not,
stuff. Not and all that Carl. Stuff. Let's just be dismissive. All that, on all that stuff. That's nice.
And all that stuff. Well, okay. Oh, you want to go down the rabbit hole? This isn't that type of podcast. You always like harass me for going down tangents, and now you want me to. I can't win with you.
Touché.
Does somebody not go crazy? How does somebody not go crazy with you?
Touché, my friend. You, point taken. Point taken. We got Jessica later on in this episode. We got some Jessica time coming up, too.
We got some Jessica time.
Good segue there. So this episode is trying to solve a problem in some ways, because anytime we have any sort of controversy or we have to take a strong stance on something, Derek just takes the side of the crowd, even if he's initially taken the other side. Just like in our last episode when I started talking about mustaches, you sided with the mustache crowd, right? You're like, look, we got a mustache guy on. What are you talking about, Carl, with mustaches?
Let's put it in perspective. Okay. We're talking about, you know, things for fun, you know, gear, try the gear, buff. You hate the buff. Maybe you're just full of a lot of hate, you know, and I don't know. I grew up with a mustache dad. I don't mind the mustache, but if you can pull it off, yay. If you can't, maybe we need to talk about it, but I haven't, you know,
most people can't pull it off. Let's be honest. You get Tom Selleck and that's about it.
Okay. That's about it. He's definitely top three all time.
There's more than that. That's off the top of my head. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. This episode is trying to force you to take a strong stance one way or the other. And I know what you're saying. Like you're saying, a lot of the topics we discuss are for fun. But man, some people take exception to some of the things we said. For example, the bear spray. When we both said, you don't need to bring bear spray in black bear territory, right?
Right. Did I go with everybody on that one, or did I go with you?
Well, I don't know, because you went with me to start with. Where are you right now?
We're not talking about right now. I'm trying to prove a point.
You always go with everybody else, Derek. And now you agree with me about the bear spray, but you still went with everybody.
Like, you don't make any sense. You know, I'm just trying to keep it together. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay. Just keep it together. We'll see where you end up with these.
Okay.
All right. So I've got a list of things. This is my list I came up with just based on some topics that I see in backpacking forums. They've come up on I think all these come up on our trips, to be honest.
Here we go.
So this first one is something that has to do with people that are going in the wintertime. All right.
Okay.
A genius idea to bring a hot tent while winter camping?
A hot tent?
Yeah. Or is it a foolish blunder?
Why don't you explain what hot tent might mean? Like, am I bringing a portable heater?
I think I want you to explain, because a hot tent is definitely a backpackable item. I don't think you know what it is.
A hot tent. Hot tent.
What's a hot tent, Derek? What's a hot tent?
I've never bought a hot tent. I'm not really familiar. Well, I mean, there's the tent that gets hot when you fart. That's okay. A hot tent. There's, you know, bring a portable heater. You want to bring a portable heater? There you go.
Do you ever look at any sort of like backpacking information outside of prepping for this podcast when you actually prep? Do you ever look at like...
I don't even know if I should dignify your mockery with responses after I caught you last episode mocking me and you didn't even know the answer.
I would even take a backpacker magazine. I'd even take like a Reader's Digest article about backpacking.
What's it like to always have mud in your face? Like just you're always mud in your face. How do you live yourself?
I'll explain. A hot tent is something where it has like a very small, lightish weight wood stove where you actually...
Lightish
weight. Yeah, that has like a pipe that you can, you know, that kind of gets rid of the smoke. And it... Uh-huh. So you can actually burn wood. It doesn't contain a whole lot of wood, but you can actually burn wood to heat up your tent in colder environments.
Okay, first of all, I would never even think of Googling something like that. So, no, I don't know what that is.
It's just something that would come up in backpacking forums or in other places you might research backpacking stuff. Podcasts, whatever.
I think that's like Carl has a lot of extra free time and he like digs into this stuff a little bit too deep. Okay. But you know what? Hot tent. Okay, here's my take on it. If you can keep it lightweight, hot tent. Maybe they had some like little heater, like little, I don't know, I don't know. So if you can keep it lightweight, I think it's a genius idea. Okay. I'll just say that. That's my
genius idea. So I have a buddy who this. So all these scenarios have come up either with our group or with other groups that I might go backpacking with. And I have a buddy who owns one, and he's like, "Let's do a winter trip." And then I found out that he had a hot tent. I was like, "Well, you got to bring your hot tent, right?" And he said, "Well, it really only heats things up when you get in, and then when you wake up in the morning. In order to keep it hot throughout the night, you've got to kind of keep the fire burning." And so for him, he's like, "It's not really worth it," but I still say it's a genius idea because if I can warm up in the tent in the morning, I'm more. It's easier to get out of the tent when you're like nice and warm versus if you're already freezing. So I'm gonna say genius idea.
Okay,
you can afford it.
Okay. Well, even if you're like cold or you got wet or something at the end of the day, you can
You
know,
for
when your feet are really cold. Sure. Like if we had that on the, what was it? The Canyonlands trip? There was that first thing that was cold. Yeah,
that wasn't really a burnable area.
That would have been great.
If it was, you're right.
But if there was like a coiled, heated, I don't know, some kind of like, you could hang a little disc or two in the tent and it heats up or somehow.
You're talking now about our backpacking Shark Tank episode. You gotta mark that one down.
Yeah, I gotta mark that. Heated disc tent.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got something like that, but whatever you come up with will be better, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Tent catheter, baby.
Tent catheter. Okay, so that's our first one. So we both agree, genius idea. Anybody who's used a hot tent out there can take exception to that. We'll see.
There you go.
So, all right, let's talk about kind of the theme of this episode, the concept of the off-trail shortcut, all right? So on day two of a trip, somebody is struggling, and another member of the group finds an off-trail shortcut to camp. Just climb up that ridge. On the other side is camp versus going way around. What do you think?
It's kind of vague. Like, what do you mean by struggling? Are they like, did they pull a muscle? Are they just tired?
Yeah, like injury that's slowing them down, but they're still going.
Injury that's slowing them down. I think day two, early day two.
Yeah.
Send them home.
Yeah.
Just send them home. No.
Okay. We'll say that is the A+ answer. Correct. You're correct on that. But let's say that your decision is not about that. It's about the off-trail shortcut.
That's what I wanted to say.
I know.
I guess.
Day one, you send them home.
I mean, I feel like if you have an injury that's nagging you, it's going to be, I know you're going to go with this, like, but I'm
no, you don't. I don't think you do.
You're going to refer to the mutiny. That's what you're going to refer to.
To which one?
The mutiny trip. That's what you're going
to refer to. Yes, this exact scenario.
I know.
This is what this is based on.
I caught on.
Okay.
So then I'm going to say shortcut, obviously, because I got to stick to my guns.
Well, that wasn't your idea, though. You were willing to go along with it, but that was not your idea.
It wasn't my idea. But I mean, look, if I had to go back, I guess in hindsight, yeah, if he has going uphill and unknowingly, like if you were like an expert map reader, maybe you'd been there before. If you'd been there before, okay, like you were saying, then yeah, I'd say take the shortcut. But if you don't really know for sure, then maybe you should go around, even though it's longer, but it's going to be easier on probably the injury than going uphill and awkward possible terrain and then descending down possible awkward, loose, rocky terrain or whatever's there, you know.
So with that scenario, so we had a guy with a back injury. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to reduce the load, but then we're going off trail, clambering up onto granite rocks, and we don't know what's ahead. It's not a way that people have gone before. Clearly, this is like we're making it up as we go, or we can kind of exit to the trail and then go way around. You know, you have hindsight, so you can change your mind about this. Is this a foolish blunder or genius idea?
To go around rather than the shortcut. Is the shortcut a genius idea?
Yeah.
I think knowing the severity of the injury, yes, we did go around and he made it, but I guess in hindsight, yeah, probably better to go the longer way knowing how severe his, because it was so, it seemed, he just seemed very like, no, I'm good to go. I can do this. I can make it. But then like once we kept going, he's like, I don't know. My back's, it just seems so shaky. Like this could be a serious injury at any moment.
But you're heavily focused on the injury, whereas I'm more heavily focused on the concept of the off-trail shortcut. I guess let's get back to that concept.
The more familiar you are with the area, I'd say
I
lean more towards the shortcut if you think it's doable.
I think we're similar on this. I'm going to say foolish blunder unless you're an excellent navigator. And seeing as how we had already made a navigational error on that exact trip going off trail, I don't think we could categorize ourselves at that time as excellent navigators. So I think that would have been a foolish blunder, and I'm glad we didn't do it. So there you go.
All right, that's fair.
We're in lockstep so far, I think. So there you go.
That's fair. Yeah, so far so good. Self-governance.
All right. This is a scenario that keeps happening on trips. This keeps on happening on trips specifically to me. Somebody says they don't have their spoon. They ask to share yours. So you share your spoon. Is that a good idea? Is that a genius idea or a foolish blunder? What do you say?
Well, my answer is I have a better genius idea just to automatically bring two every time.
Have you been doing that every time?
Every time. Really? I don't want to have to share my spoon. And I want to say more than 50% of the time somebody's asked, "Oh, I need a spoon. Can I have a spoon? Do you guys have an extra spoon?" And I've lent my spoon.
Why does this keep happening? What's going on here?
Because I'm not having to share because I bring the spoon. You're not bringing the spoon.
No, I get your solution. I'm saying, why does this problem keep happening?
That's a great question. I mean, you would think the food area for a bunch of like middle-aged guys would be like priority. I want to get my food in line. I want to get my utensils together. Let's put it in a baggie, right. Throw it in the pouch or whatever. Not so.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
On the last trip, we had a bunch of newbie guys. There was one guy who's, I think, pretty experienced, and he was the one that asked me. He asked the group, but I was the only one that said yes to share the spoon. So I'm going to say sharing the spoon at this point is a foolish blunder because I think I'm with you. I should start bringing a second spoon.
100%.
But folks, can blunder. We just agree to put our spoon in the same spot in our pack every time? Just put it in the brain of your pack. If you need to have a spoon sleeve at this point, I'm just going to cave in on that one. If it helps your spoon become more findable in your pack, use the spoon sleeve. Use the little stuff sack for the spoon. Yeah.
Mark this down, guys.
Mark it down.
Agreeing to a sleeve of some kind.
I just don't want to. Yeah. Like I had two separate people on two separate trips ask this year. And then I had that question asked me twice last year. So I don't know what's going on.
But, Dennis, were you getting angry at that point or what? You're just like, I've had it.
Yeah.
I've had it with these people.
Yeah. Frustrated. Not angry. Mm. Okay. Mm. So this happened also on the same newbie trip. So we had somebody bring a Bluetooth speaker that was used both for the trail on the hike itself and for the camp time for the group to enjoy. All right. So we were rocking out to some 80s and 90s songs on the trail. We had some worship songs in camp. What do you think? Genius idea or foolish blunder?
Look, okay. Maybe if you're like camping, right? You're not backpacking. Would I say like bring the music, have some fun, relax a little bit? But again, it's like, what's the point of going outdoors? It's the point of outdoors is like to get away and to experience nature. Obviously, there's, you know, some distractions and you could be distracting somebody else's experience by bringing all this extra music. But have I ever done it? Yes, I've done it. I think I brought a mini speaker one year and we played, I believe it was the Lord of the Rings theme music while we were walking through somewhere.
Oh.
So I thought that was kind of funny, but the speaker was so small, like I think only like two of the eight guys could hear it. So it didn't really work out. But I mean, if you want music on the trip, fine, but bring maybe some headphones or something like that. Maybe bring the AirPods.
Yeah. Headphones are actually more dangerous, to be honest, because then, especially if you're alone or you get separated from your group, you're more prone to animal attacks. Surroundings, you don't hear thunder, whatever it is. So there's all sorts of stuff that can happen.
With your hygiene though, like animals aren't going to bother you. Yeah. So I mean, like if you're going to bring it and like, that's all I'm saying. It's like, if you're going to bring it and you're going to hang around people and stay in the group, then I would lean toward the headphones. Cause like,
gotcha.
I don't know. To me it's a blunder because I don't think it's a genius idea to bring all this music. Cause I think it's more distracting.
I'm going to say foolish blunder as well. We've talked about running into other people that have the Bluetooth going. And this guy actually had, it was a pretty large speaker and had it pumping up so large that I was towards the back of the group at one point and I could hear it clear as day.
Yeah.
My feathers were ruffled on this one and I was not the only one, but he was one of the leaders and asking him to, you know, do you mind turning that down? Like was not cluing him in on turn that thing off. So I didn't know him that well. So I wasn't going to get in his face about it.
What if you love music? Like your group loves music. You got four or five guys. They all love music. Get to a remote camp. Maybe you're going like way out there and you know, nobody's around you. Then you'd play in some music.
That's the irony of it all. It was really bothering me, but I was really concerned about all the hikers we were going to pass. And we went on a trail that was relatively popular here in Colorado. We did the Lost Creek Wilderness. You've been there before.
Yeah.
And for that first day when he was blaring the music, we didn't pass a single person. So it didn't even end up mattering in terms of like, you know, bothering other people. But
I'm gonna go with the golf approach on this, because now a lot of people who golf bring the speakers while they golf with their buddies and stuff.
And golf's like backpacking.
You're outside, you're walking, whatever. You have packs of stuff, right? So, you know, I think sometimes it can be annoying, but then at other times it's like, it can be distracting because you can hear it across the course and stuff. So, like, it's, I don't know. To me, it's like it is a blunder because, like, yes, you want to have fun with it. Sure, have you and your buddies are going to go golf and have fun, but there's so many other people that are potentially going to be bothered by it more so than who will enjoy it, in my opinion, but...
Dude, we're in lockstep so far, man. We're lockstep here. So
am I becoming you?
Yeah, no. Okay, this one we're gonna offend somebody on though. Here's a good one. Okay, so we've been on a lot of road trips, and a lot of these road trips, when we're coming back from the trip, they end in a plane flight. So a lot of times we're kind of hustling. Not always, but most of the time we're like hustling to get back. And so we don't want to have long stops. So
no.
But some people believe you should watch your fuel pump into your vehicle while you're at the gas station, which is safer, but highly inefficient. Like, you can't go to the bathroom or buy snacks at the gas station. You're watching it pump.
Why is it safer, though? Why is it safer to watch my fuel pump?
Because if it locks out and it doesn't sense that the gas tank is full, then it'll just keep on pumping and the gas is going to go everywhere.
What?
Okay.
That is highly unlikely.
Yeah, this has happened to Jared before. This has happened to Jared. So
there's a fear. There's a fear. Okay.
Yeah, it was happening. Yeah, like his gas went everywhere. So so is it a genius idea or a foolish blunder to watch your fuel pumping into your vehicle while you're on a road trip that you're kind of in a hurry on because it's ending in a plane flight?
That's like saying, hey, I tripped and fell. I never want to walk again because I'm afraid I'm going to fall. That's what that's saying. I'm going to say it.
Okay. Taking a strong stance. Water
went
like
down
it.
The wrong pipe. I coughed. I'm never drinking water again. You know what I mean? Look, Jared, I love you. You know this. But look, I've driven away with the pump still attached to my car, and it ripped off. I've done that. That's me. And you know what? I'm still going to go pump gas. I'm still going to do it. So... that's my feeling of the whole thing.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Just to clarify, Jared is not the only person that's shared that they've had this issue, and I've seen other people sit there and watch their fuel pump because they're concerned about this. So this is not
But when you say, like, watch their fuel pump, like, what if you don't need to go anywhere? Like there's sometimes I pump gas, and I just stand by my thing and just wait outside. What's the stereotype? Like, guys will wait outside with the pump. Girls will get back in the car. I don't know if that's 100% true or not, but... No, 99%, 90%.
I get back in the car.
You get back in the car? So you're, okay, well.
In Colorado in the wintertime? Heck yeah.
Well, yeah, that's fair. But if I don't need snacks or a bathroom break, I don't see the big deal. But yeah, if you're trying to rush and hurry and you're like hours and hours away, I mean, I would risk running in to go pee quick, you know? Or maybe divide and conquer. Maybe divide and conquer. You know, hey, can you go grab me this snack? I'll pay you back.
Yeah, you can strategize for sure. So
we got
I'm
this.
I'm with you again on this one, though. I am not the person who's going to watch the fuel pump. I want to be efficient, and I don't want the 15-minute gas station stops on the road trip. No. We had two of them on our trip last year, and as a result, we had a missed flight. So
there you go.
There were other factors involved, so I'm not going to throw a blame at anybody, but we had two 15-minute gas station stops. When I'm road tripping with my family, our stops are... like 10 at the most, but typically closer to 5 minutes. And that's with like grabbing a snack and that's with, you know, making a bathroom stop. So yeah, I know what you're saying. When you're just out and about, you're going to the gas station. You're not always grabbing snacks or going to the bathroom, but on road trips, you're typically doing one or both, right?
Right. Correct. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to hear about that one. I guarantee you. Like, there's one time that like I was, you know, like trying to like testing out my stove next to the gas station, and then like my gas spilled everywhere, and I lit it on fire.
All right.
So next one. Okay. This is something that's happened on a recent trip. This just happens. Genius idea. Foolish blunder.
Okay.
You hike ahead of everybody. Mm. You hide, you let them pass. And then you surprise them from behind.
This is a you thing. You love...
me?
I feel like you love doing stuff like this. And I mean, I think you think it's genius, but nobody else really thinks it's genius.
Nobody else? Come on. The most recent time this happened, it was not from me. It was from somebody else.
All right. I don't know if it's this extreme of an answer. I might be like, it's okay. I don't know if it's genius. I would never say genius.
Some kids with you. Is it genius with kids?
Okay, if I got kids, then yes, it's for sure genius because you just scare the bejesus out of them.
You're on a Patreon trip.
I mean, genius. If you're gonna lighten the mood up, maybe it's okay.
I would love to see you do this one time.
I don't want to do it. This is all you.
I want to see what you do to surprise me from behind. Like, hey there. Like, what are you gonna say? Hey guys.
I think people would like see you pop up behind them and they'd be like, oh, are you having trouble? Do you need a break? Like, what do you need? You know?
I could see you just rolling up.
Carl's falling behind.
I could see you roll up and be like, so you guys thought I was ahead of you, huh?
Yeah, right. So I went fishing. I'm still this close. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. Again, this happened on a recent trip. We were searching around for a camp spot. It started to rain, kind of moderate rain, not like heavy downpour, just moderate rain.
Like a drizzle? We're talking a drizzle or heavier?
No, that's light rain. No, drizzle's light rain.
Maybe a mist. Would be light rain. But
mist is even lighter than drizzle.
So there's an extra light, and moderate.
I wouldn't even count a mist as a rain. I would just count it as mist.
Fair enough. All right, fine.
Okay, so anyway, so it's moderate rain. We're in an exposed area. Just out of the forest ahead of us, but we're exposed. It's raining on us. The leader says, halt everybody. Halt. There's a campsite right there. I would like to hike ahead to determine if there's a better campsite. And by hike ahead, he meant like a pretty significant amount of time, like 10 minutes down the trail. The camp spot was pretty good. It's next to some water. Okay. It had spaces big enough for our large group. But was it a good idea? Was this a genius idea or a foolish blunder to make everybody stop in the rain to look for an even better spot?
He knew it was there or he wasn't?
We could see. No, we were overlooking the campsite that we had. So we had one available.
Oh.
But he was looking for a better
one. No, that's a blunder. 1,000%.
Okay.
You're in the rain.
1,000.
1,000. Yes. All right. In the rain. I mean, everybody wants the premier campsite, but like in the rain, like, come on, let's just get out of the rain. And you got a decent spot. I'd say just go with it, but
I will share this. I agree. So we've been 100% on point. This is ridiculous for all of these. During that waiting session, we might have had a lost fanny pack. Somebody might have put their fanny pack down and it might have been lost. And this was a pretty significant loss. We'll talk about what happened with that in our next episode. But yeah, that was the moment that I think that happened. So. All right. Well, there you go. Do you agree? Do you disagree with Derek and my assessment about whether these are genius ideas or foolish blunders? So tell us your own experiences with speakers and pumping gas and waiting in the rain and hot tents and all that stuff. So
do it.
There you go. All right. It's time now. We have a rare but important review by my wife, Jessica. Here we go.
Here it is.
Jessica time. Jessica time.
Hello, Jessica.
Hey there, Carl.
All right, so you wanted to do a review for sunglasses, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so what you got?
All right, so I looked at reviews and I decided to try out the Camp sunglasses, and I was particularly interested in the Topo, which is the one I got.
What are you using these for? Is these just kind of like around town sunglasses? Backpacking sunglasses, what are they for?
I did just take them backpacking.
Okay, so yeah, tell us about it. What did you like?
I know fashion isn't the biggest thing when you're out backpacking, but these glasses look kind of cool.
Okay. Fashion's big in backpacking. People want to look like a backpacker, like they're outdoorsy, right?
Okay, I guess. It makes you look outdoorsy. Okay. They're pretty sweet looking. Okay, but functionality-wise, the polarization is awesome. And I think that's what I saw in the reviews. And I would agree with that. I think the polarization is good, if not better, than some of my other pairs of glasses I've gotten at major retailers.
Like, what's different with polarization?
It just looks like super clear.
So fit and feel, how would you rate it?
So that was also on the reviews, was that a lot of people said it fit their face really well. And I also agree with that. I tend to have a smaller face frame, and so I need smaller fit glasses. And these ones were perfect for me.
So Camp sunglasses, I think these are available at major outdoor retailers as well as online, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how would you, for backpacking, outdoors, and I guess apparently style, all of the above, how would you rate it out of five?
All right. So I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 for polarization, for style, and for fit. And one other thing is the color. So right now, this forest green color is awesome. I love it. It goes with so many different things. So also 2 thumbs up on the color.
Okay. All right. So Jessica Time, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Jessica Time. Jessica Time.
All right. Yeah, I don't think we've reviewed sunglasses before, have we?
But first of all, the intro to that for you guys was hilariously awkward because, you know, she's like, hello, Carl. And I said, are they work acquaintances? Or are they married? Like, what's going on? I don't know.
Fair. That's
so
a
maybe
fair
work
point.
On that. Yeah. Maybe work on that, guys.
Yeah. Not everybody's a podcaster. I sort of forced her to be on the show to review them. I'm not like a fashion or style guy. And yeah. And so I'm trying to hit everybody's needs out there. People want to know, what are some good trail or kind of all around use sunglasses that they might sell at your outdoor store? So I thought she would be a good fit. Sorry for the awkwardness.
You know what? We all are, but you know what? We're moving on. So okay. I would say she sensed right away. I sensed the passion for the polarization. So, that got me excited right away. Cause my mom's been telling me this year, she's like, Derek, you need to get sunglasses, but make sure they are polarized.
Okay.
They will protect your eyes better. So she had my attention to polarize. So let's start with that.
You're a little old to be needing that type of advice by your mom, but you know what?
I didn't say I needed just it. Take it. She's, you know, mom's just she's still good anyway. Yeah, of course. Exactly.
All right. We got a reaction from Rocky that's a little controversial. Right. And we got your trivia coming up right after this.
Yo, B&B bros, this is Rock. I am way behind on the podcast episodes. I apologize, but I just got done listening to the Suge episode. Suge, bro, you rock. You absolutely rock, man. That was awesome. All right, like hearing about how you hate sporks, how you saw Sasquatch. I truly hope, by the way, that Sasquatch just comes into your camp and you sit down and talk to him. Do they talk? I don't know. Maybe it's like Chewbacca speech. I wonder. Wookiees, Sasquatch, are they the same thing? Dude, how you talk to inanimate objects? That was awesome, man. Sleeping in 30-degree weather in a hammock, frost all over your face when you wake up. Dude, what is there not to like, Suge? Keep up the good work, man. God bless you, sir. And then Derek, bro, you got to stick to the chia seed water, man. You were rocking the chia seed water. It was awesome. But your trivia on that episode was horrible. Like, that was worse than Gravel Pit Lake, my friend. Like, it was lower than low. Death Valley, lower than that. Dude, you got it. Like, here, I'm going to give you a little bit of help for trivia, okay? I want you to redo the Suge trivia because you got to honor the man Suge a lot better than you did with that pitiful, like, despicable trivia, which really Carl shouldn't have even answered. Carl, you should have refused to answer it. Just start with this. Carl, what, you know, food utensil would Suge not bring on a backpacking trip? Would it be A, a spoon, B, a fork, C, a spork, D, a Sasquatch spoon? Something like that, man. Easy change, easy fix. Redo it. I can't wait to hear it. Peace and God bless, everybody.
Okay, so, yeah, Rocky's a little behind on the episodes. I've had this MP3 for a couple weeks, too, so he's probably farther along. But part of this of his MP3 was him calling you out, right?
Calling me on my trivia?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Look, my response to that is one, Rock, you got to catch up on the episodes before you mock, okay? Two, chia seed water, you're right. I do need to bring back more chia seed water commentary because it is genius and Carl mocked it to no end. And in regards to trivia, I mean, look, there were so many. I lost count. I lost count last season how many times Carl lost trivia. So I was really just trying to ABC 1, 2, 3, just like dumb it down, TK, kindergarten style. Mm. And he still is struggling. So today, I mean, we're going to find out what happens. Okay. But
I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's accusing you of just asking bad questions.
Well, I was trying to see, like, does he know about Suge's where, like the area Suge's from, like the basics of this area. And I thought that would be like an easy start, but we couldn't even get to that. So maybe I should have just gone a different direction. Maybe he's right. Just gone a different direction altogether.
I don't know that reason to remember that trivia, but that trivia
was amazing.
I probably should have done better than I did. I don't know that the questions were asked great, but I probably should have.
Questions were asked great. These were the easiest questions of all time.
Well, prove it. Prove it right here. Your trivia is up right now. What you got?
All right. We have a true or false. I don't know how much easier I can get it for you. True or false?
Just make it true. Just say true, and I got to pick true.
All right. These are scenarios that are they genius for some reason, or are they a horrible blunder by this person? Okay. So now you used a lot of real life examples. I did kind of the same thing.
My answer choices are true, false, genius, or blunder. Okay.
I'll explain because I know it's hard for you. You say true. It's you know what? Just say genius or blunder.
Rocky clearly doesn't know what he's talking about.
We'll dial it in. We're dialed in.
All right. You fixed it before you started, so it's fair.
Rocky, go drink some chia seed water. Leave me alone. Okay. Okay, so here we go. Number one, dropping drink mix on the trail multiple times and not realizing it. Is that it happens a lot. I mean, there's a lot of people that do it, blah, 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 blah. Blunder or genius?
I don't think there's a lot. I think people are dropping wrappers on the trail. I don't think people are dropping straight up drink mix.
Oh, that's your issue.
Personal issue.
You did it?
It's solved, but that's a blunder right there.
Oh, that's one blunder. Correct. That was a blunder. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, I will own that.
Next one. Is this a blunder or genius somehow? Forgetting your pillow on the trip. Who would do such a thing?
I like that you chose that one after I told the story of my family not having water bottles and water.
That was obvious.
That's a foolish blunder. I didn't forget the pillow.
Forgot
the pillow
itself.
Was in the rental vehicle. It fell out of my backpack. So it wasn't left at home.
It fell out
of
the rental vehicle, not the trailer.
No, I found it when we got back.
Not a trailer, but a rental vehicle. Got it.
Okay. You can say I didn't have it on the trip. That's still a foolish blunder. So I'll own that too.
We'll just say the pillow forgot itself. How about that?
Yeah. As I was trying to get everything back into my pack, and as I was trying to entertain shuttle driver Bill,
I don't want excuses.
And still try to hustle people along to shuttle driver Bill's terrible minivan.
I just thought you were going to
something didn't happen.
I thought you were going to use Pete Moss like me and be a man, but you know what? Whatever. Yeah. It's fine. Okay. Number three, falsely accusing your podcast mate about a sleeping pad falling out of a trailer. Mm. Is that a blunder or genius?
If it truly was a false accusation, then that is a blunder, but I don't accept the premise of the question.
Here we go.
Because you're just spewing out nonsense. If these are hypotheticals, that's fine. I'll go with blunder. If you're trying to base all of these on
this is all then, trying? Am I trying or is it just, it is what it is?
Nobody believes you, Derek. Nobody believes you.
I think you don't believe you. Okay. That one's incorrect. That is, you got that wrong. Last one. So you need this for the win.
We've been doing three questions forever, and then you're now going off the rails again.
All right. We'll give you the pass, but even though you gave me four last week.
Give me your bonus
week,
question.
You gave me four the week before. refuse. Okay. Is this a blunder or is this genius?
Okay.
You refuse to bring toothpaste, so I have to suffer in the tent. Is that...
Okay.
Genius?
I gave you the unpaced tablets and I used one. So that's, again, not applicable.
Just answer the question.
I'm going to say genius idea.
It's genius to make me suffer in the tent. Incorrect. Yes. Incorrect.
Do you want to make me suffer in the tent?
It's not your trivia. It's my trivia. I'm going to let you pass. I'm going to let you pass this trivia, though, because that was the bonus one. You got two out of three. See, what I thought was you were going to get one out of three, and then I was going to give you a chance to get an extra one, but you did good. Look at you.
All right.
50-50s and you got them. Good job.
Your best trivia was definitely the one from last week with the word puzzles. So I'm hoping that your next trivia is word puzzles because...
I can do some word puzzles.
I've done word puzzles for years with my students and I feel like they're achievable. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. Maybe these are harder than I think. So we'll see.
We'll see how good you are. We'll see about that. So
we'll see how good you are making them too.
Do you? Here we go. Shots fired, folks. Challenge accepted. Anything else? You got any tidbits for us before we go?
Okay, so this is the tidbit I was referring to earlier in the episode. So we posted I posted a video on Instagram at Backpacking Blisters Podcast where it was the episode we released where it was the pack shakedown, and we helped shake down Jason and Tupperware Mike's pack. And then Jason was on our most recent trip, and his pack weight was lighter.
Whoa, we're affecting the world. We're changing it.
Well, that would be an appropriate reaction because it was in direct relation to the fact that we had the pack shakedown episode before. he had gone on the trip, right? So now his pack weight is lighter. I don't know that it was us, but your reaction right there, appropriate.
Yeah,
your reaction exactly. on Instagram, take note, Carl. That's what you put. as if he's now teaching us, he's now like showing us how to have a lightweight pack. That's, I think, your perspective on that. That doesn't make any sense, dude. Doesn't make any sense.
We call that some poking fun for no reason. That's what that is.
It doesn't poke fun. It just doesn't make sense. It's nonsensical.
Look, that's what Instagram people, that's what social media is. You poke nonsensical fun. What's a,
okay.
You know what I mean?
That's what it's all about.
I didn't say that's what it's all about. That's what it was about in that moment, though, for me. So
you can just simply say, I was confused. I didn't realize that went with the episode. I don't know what's going on half the time.
Look, if you were offended and you can't remember things. And
I'm
you
not
know,
offended. I thought it was ridiculous. I'm like, that's a nonsensical response.
Just look, just be proud of yourself. You passed some basic trivia, okay. Finally. Right. ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Deflect,
you know what
deflect,
I mean?
Deflect. It's fine. We can see through what you're saying.
Call
here.
It what it is.
We see through it.
I already answered you. I said, if I offended you, you know
what
I
You didn't offend me. You didn't offend anybody. You should make sense.
Well, then no harm, no foul. No blood, no foul. Okay.
now that's your best response right there. I like that. Okay. All right, my friend. That is all I got.
That's hallelujah all I got. We will see you next time, guys. If you need a heated tent, just have Carl rub his big old uphill thighs together for you. He'll heat it right on up. I want to fly. Around the world. The whole thing about Carl being annoyed about people asking to borrow his spoon, hogwash. Like, it all began about 12 years ago. And this is what happened. He came up to me. He's like, Derek, look, I know this is your first trip and you got it all together. You're wearing only a fanny pack. That's amazing. I'm jealous. But you know what? I forgot my spoon. Can I borrow your spoon? And I said, I didn't even say anything. You know what I did? I walked over and I just jammed it in the dirt and I said, go for it.